good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Psalm 149, verse 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. The Christian life is a battlefield with an enemy who's out to defeat us every day. But God has given us strategies for winning, and praise is one of them. When Israel's armies went into battle, the tribe of Judah led the way. The name Judah means praise the Lord. So when you go into battle, go with the high praises of God in your mouth, and He will go before you. This is the praise strategy that toppled the walls of Jericho for Joshua and caused Jehoshaphat's enemies to destroy one another before the battle even began. It's a decision to praise God when you face a situation you can't handle, to focus on Him instead of on your problem. You may not feel worthy, but He is. You may not feel able, but He is. Remind God of His promises. Nothing moves Him like the sight of His children praising His name and claiming His promises in the face of adversity. Jesus said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and what you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." Praise invites God to intervene, so use it and find somebody to join you in praise. Multiply your impact before the throne of God. The Bible says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing praises to God while the other prisoners listened. Suddenly, a strong earthquake shook the jail to its foundations. The doors opened and the chains fell from all the prisoners. So Vision's word for today is, use the praise strategy.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.